That's not even close to being the correct time. If you check your clock, you will notice that it is 19:30 UTC. And that just happens to be the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Hooray! So let us begin the Dubious Goals Committee at this time. My name is Tobe. I am your chairman. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I know what you're thinking. You don't care. Nobody cares. All you want is your glorious numbers. Yeah, and I know what you want. You want numbers. So fine. Let's do some numbers. What are the numbers?
The numbers are 175, number 230, number 255, number 491, number 589, number 775, number 784, number 848, number 858, number 925, number 985. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. But maybe I should be thanking you for those tasty and flavorful numbers. Oh my God, whatever. The most important thing that we need to take away from all this is the fact that we have no tea. So the first thing we need to do is exit this room. And we gotta go find out what the Yang baby is yanging about and make some tea. Yeah, look, there's Yang baby. Yang baby, the fluffy princess of Princess Prissy Pants, is coming into the kitchen. Hi. Yes, hi, how are you? Yes, good morning to you. Yeah, well, look, I already filled up your kitty cup, so you can just drink it. Look, it's full. I just filled that up like 3 minutes ago. You want to drink some of that water? You want that fresh kitty water? Okay, so no, we don't want that water. We have to fill the cup up again, this time while the cat watches me do it. Because I'm a cat bartender. I get drinks for cats. That's what I do. Yeah, I hear ya. Here's your kitty water, fresh out of the tap. That's draft water. Speaking of water, here's some other water over here. It is boiling. I will turn it off. The heat thing. The heat thing that's underneath. What's that called? Oh yeah, fire. I turned off the fire. We pour the water into the teacup. All right. Now we have hot water. Now we have sugar dissolved in hot water in the teacup. And this now requires the insertion of one ra- What is it? What are you yanging me over here? You don't want to go outside. It snowed again last night. Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? You want me to lift you up so you can look out the window? Okay, hold on a second. Let's lift the kitty up onto the counter. Meow, yes, get up there. Check it out. That's how lazy my cat is. She won't jump up in the morning. I have to lift her up onto the counter so she can look out the window. Let's open this tea bag. Really? That just clipped? And the tea bag goes into the hot water. And just like that, we put the lid on the teacup, set the timer for 4 minutes. And what's the cat looking out up there? Not much. It's a sunny day, but it did snow a little bit last night. See, you can't go outside because you'll get kitty snow paws, and you don't like that. Yeah, she doesn't care. She's looking outside because it's cool. And so my patio... Oh, there's a cardinal just landed on the... A female cardinal just landed on my deck railing. Not 1 meter away from my cat. You should have seen Pippa's reaction. She's like, whoa, get that damn thing! But anyway, yeah, there's a slight coating of snow on my patio, and I can see dude tracks. What dudes have been running around out there? Can't tell, but yeah, Pippa is in seek and destroy mode. Oh my god, she's watching the birds go zipping and flipping by, and she's hunkering down, and she's hiding beneath the windowsill, you know, so she can get the surprise jump on the birds. Yeah, except there's a window in the way. So anyway, yeah, cat business. Let's head back downstairs, because I've got stuff I need to be doing. I got football I need to be watching. Yeah, look at this. We got football on already. And what game is on? This is... I have no idea. The Club World Cup is going on. And so I don't recognize all of these teams, because these are all from places that I unfortunately don't get coverage from. But before we get into that, I want to look out the back window here to see if I can identify those tracks. Yeah, I can't quite see them as good as I was hoping. But that looks like raccoon tracks. Okay, so raccoons have been running around in my backyard. What else is new? All right, let me sit down here. Okay. Yeah, so we're in the last 10 minutes of some Club World Cup game. The teams I do not recognize. that's okay. The score is 5-2. It's an interesting game. I did watch some of it before I started doing this. The Dubious Goals Committee. The Club World Cup is, you've probably heard of the World Cup, and because, you know, you can't get away from it. This is something similar. This is the Club World Cup. The regular World Cup is a competition in football that everybody in the world, well, everybody in the world who's a member of FIFA, participates in. And the World Cup is a tournament contested between national teams. So it's countries playing each other. It's USA versus Canada, France versus Spain, Japan versus Cameroon, or, you know, whatever. This is the Club World Cup. This is a worldwide competition for professional teams, professional club teams. And so this gets kind of crazy because, you know, this isn't a matter of, oh, who's the best guy in your country? This is, you know, people from all different countries going to clubs. Who wants to pay me to play soccer for you? And so this gets to be a very interesting competition, and I'm starting to really enjoy this. And the last couple of times this has gone down, you know, this is another one of those every 4 years things. And last time around, I really started to like it. And this is good. I'm excited. I am excited. It is football time in my life. It is time for football. And what do I mean by that? Well, obviously, if you're a longtime listener to the Dubious Goals Committee, you are aware that my favorite, quote, week, end quote, of the year starts on Boxing Day. This is a period of time in which three Premier League game weeks will happen, and actually part of another. So there are football games every single freaking day. And there's a lot of them. And not only are there regular, you know, match week games, there are makeup games, because they always try to squeeze in makeup games. Any team that missed a game because they were in some other competition, they try to get these in around, you know, the winter break, because other competitions like Champions League, Europa League, etc., etc., these are on break over winter. They don't start up again until February. So leagues can use this time then to, you know, get their schedule rebalanced. So not only is all that going on, you know, stuff I need to watch, I still have Bundesliga and everything else I need to watch. And then on top of that, we have the Club World Cup. Yeah, pretty happy about that. That means I have a football game on, I was going to say, at any given time. Is that true? Will there be football on my TV for 24 hours straight? Okay, so on this channel alone, this game ends in 20 minutes. Then there's a football documentary thing on for an hour. Stories of the Women's FIFA World Cup 2000, whenever. And then back to Club World Cup. And then Bundesliga. Oh, and then some crap. So we have to go to a different channel here. Let's go to 77. Oh, we're failing out. No. But by the time my football is over, I can watch some Beverly Hills 90210. That's apparently on all day. And while I'm looking for stuff, let's just punch this game in so we can see what's going on. Maybe we can learn who these teams are. All right, what other channel haven't I checked yet? Oh, I need
to check. By Bengoy. El Hene, can he see?
Checking my other channels here.
Away by Kuki. Picked up by Chetty.
Okay, here we go.
Koulibaly.
Okay, so after looking into it a little bit here, let's...
Diagonal ball to find Dybala. In behind the defense to score a sixth goal for Esperance.
Nice.
Sami Dybala.
And the guy was wide open. This guy was wide open. Oh, my God. Show that again.
Well, if it wasn't confirmed before, it now most certainly is.
Yeah, I think they're going to win. It's 6-2.
Esperanza going to finish in fifth place at the 2019 FIFA Club World Cup.
Yeah, anywho.
Lovely run.
Look at that. Perfection. Beautiful. Nice finish there, too, homie. Jeez. So, as we listen to this game wind down, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Let's just kill it. My football is not 24 hours today. I'm disappointed. There's actually going to be an approximately 4-hour, it might have been 3.5, let's call it a 4-hour stretch today in which I will not be able to watch football. But then, starting later or early this evening, I will be able to continue watching football, and that goes up until midnight. So the two teams playing today in this game that we're just listening to were Esperance Tunis and Al Saad. So a Tunisian team, and not sure where the other team is from. Again, these are club teams, and they are playing football in Qatar, or Qatar, if you want to pronounce it that way. What's the capital of Qatar? It's Qatar, in case you were wondering. I'm sitting here looking at the comments in Com, and everybody's saying, "Oh, Tobe, you can't tease us like that. You gotta give us the 90210. You can't talk about 90210 and not give it to us." Well, it's because we don't have 90210 yet. 90210 doesn't even come on for another 45 minutes. The thing that we're missing that you should be more concerned with is Sky Sports News. I mean, come on.
To become unified heavyweight champion. And this is the man that I need to pin down to get...
Oops, I screwed it up.
As I've set out to do from day one. When he's ready, as I am, I would love to be facing off here, instead of with yourself, facing off with Deontay Wilder, talking about the keys to victory, because it's...
Blah, 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 boxing crap. What I need to know is that... see, this is what I'm pissed off about.
quarterfinals for the FA, or not the FA Cup, the League Cup. One's tonight, one is tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I got a lot of competitions to watch. I got to watch Champions League. I got to watch Europa League. I got to watch Premier League, Bundesliga, FA Cup. What's the Spanish Cup called? The Gold Cup. I got to watch the League Cup. I got to watch all the damn cups and all the damn football, because football rules and all other sports are dumb, except cricket, rugby, union, and league. Aussie football, kabaddi, and seems like there's a couple of others that I'm forgetting. Regardless, it's time to go to our musical interlude. All right, so what do we feel like listening to today? I need something good so my brain doesn't go into goofy, stupid music mode, because I've had to listen to terrible music for the last... the holidays are almost over. Hold it together, Tobe, hold it together. Basically, what I need is some anti-Christmas music, and I think we're going to find that in Auriga. So, how about that's not what I want, you rat bastards. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. All I want is Rise by Auriga. Damn, what's it take? It's like pulling teeth around here.
Yeah.
About you, but I still love it. There are people out there who will try to tell you that it's a little dated. Yeah, maybe so, but it still sounds awesome, still has all the power. That, of course, was the song Rise by Auriga. A lot of people know that song, or at least a version of it, as the theme song to Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex Second Gig. And another interesting fact about that is that it was actually written by, now I can't remember her name. It was written by the same woman who wrote Tank, the theme song to Cowboy Bebop. What's her name? Yoko Kanno. So, yeah, she's one of my favorite composers ever. With her and her band, the Seat Belts. Okay, first of all, great name for a band. The Seat Belts. Can't get enough. That's just too funny. That's too funny. That was weird. I just started feeling like I'm getting hungry. Am I getting hungry? I might be getting hungry. I went to the store yesterday, last night, got tons and tons of food, including graham crackers. So the graham crackers shortage seems to be over. They had restocked the graham crackers. I was pretty damn happy about that. Good tea. I also got more tea, more sugar for the tea. And I got some more candy, because high chews rule. And then, what else did I buy? I got some chicken, and I got a little bit of pasta, and what else did I get? There was something, I don't remember what it was. Oh, butter. My butter was on sale. My butter was on sale, so I bought like 2 pounds instead of one. The $5 a pound butter. Really? That's the cost of, that's the market price for butter these days? No, I haven't been buying butter all my life. I only recently started eating butter on the advice of my doctor. And what? Butter really costs $5 a pound? You gotta be kidding me. But regardless, the butter was on sale. 2 for $7. Oh, that's pretty good price. So I had to buy 2 pounds of butter. And then I didn't eat any this morning. No toast for me this morning. No, I had graham crackers. Oh, yeah. Graham crackers. Okay, so they're showing me important stuff on Sky Sports News. On that, what is her name? I like her hair. I don't know what the name of this presenter woman is, but she's almost on every day. I really like her hair, and it looks cool today. How do you make your hair like that? I wouldn't do my hair like that. Anyway. In cricket, there's other stuff going on. Isn't there a test somewhere? Yeah, they finished day one. 309 for four. Okay, that's not bad. Leeds is still in second place in the championship with 47 points, just behind West Brom. We are concerned. We do not need Leeds coming up into the Premier League. Everybody hates Leeds. What? Millwall haters don't hate Leeds. Yeah, they hate Leeds too. They just hate Millwall more than they hate Leeds. Why is Leeds the most hated team? Well, there's reasons for that. Actually, if you poll everyone in England and ask them, what's the most hated team? Millwall's probably going to come first, and then Leeds. Or you're going to have somebody go, Leeds, no, Millwall. You know, that's going to be one of those things. So, if you need a team to hate, if you thrive on hatred, if your fandom allows you to, regardless, if you need a team to hate in the Premier League, you could choose Leeds if you want. That's where Scary Spice was from. Remember Scary Spice? Oh no, Spice Girls reference. Really? Tobe, do you know something about the Spice Girls? Well, yeah, of course, because Spice Girls are also football. Remember, Victoria, whatever her name used to be, you know, Posh Spice, she married David Beckham, so now she's Posh Beckham. And then there was always Sporty Spice. She liked playing football and Zabudio. Because the skill I look for the most in a woman is her ability to play Zabudio. That's what I need. See, that's what's missing in my life. That's why my life sucks, is because I don't have a girlfriend that can play Zabudio. That's a problem. Yeah, Zabudio. You're going to have to look it up because I'm kind of running out of time here. But yeah, that's what I need. I need a Sporty Spice. Oh, that's what everybody needs, is some spice. That's what's wrong with millennial kids today. They don't have any girl power. That's... damn. All those problems in the world can be solved with girl power. What happened to girl power? Where did it go? Where are the girls? Where are the Sporty Spices that should be playing Zabudio with Tobe? Because... that's all I want, is some Zabudio. Sporty Spice. I love you, Sporty Spice. I love your Adidas sweatpants. Yeah. Sporty Spice is Tripolotti. My name's Tobe. You're listening to Dubious Sporty Spice Committee, but not anymore.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.